courteous to his verbs. Aha.
What is it?
Teutonic punctuality. I believe I heard... Yes. A nice little broom. And a pair of beauties, 150 guineas apiece, easily. Ooh, there's money in this case, and there's nothing else. And there is our man.
What's he like?
6'6", built like Hercules, appallingly overdressed and exhibiting an intense desire for anonymity.
Anonymity?
He's wearing a mask.
A mask, for goodness sake? Ah, I'd better go.
Not a bit, Doctor. Stay where you are.
Yeah, but your client...
Never mind him. You'll find a notebook and a pencil on my desk, if you've no objection.
My dear fellow,
I'm lost without my Boswell.
Thank you, Holmes.
Well, whoever he is, he survived Mrs. Turner.
Come in!
You have my note? I told you that I would call.
You did. Pray, take a seat.
Who is this person?
This is my friend and colleague, Dr. Watson. Whom have I the honor to address?
You may address me as the Count von Kramm, a Bohemian nobleman. I should much prefer to communicate with you alone.
I shall leave.
No, Doctor. It is both or none, Count. You may say before this gentleman anything which you may say to me.
Very well.
You'll excuse this mask. The august person who employs me wishes his agent to be unknown to you, and I may confess that the title by which I have just called myself is not exactly my own.
I was aware of it.
The circumstances are of great delicacy and could grow into an immense scandal. It is not too much to say that the whole course of European history could be affected. To speak plainly, the matter implicates the great house of Ormstein, kings of Bohemia.
I was also aware of that.
Sir, you are represented to me as the most energetic agent and most incisive reasoner in Europe.
Your informant was not in error.
This is intolerable.
If you would condescend to state your case, I should be better able to advise your majesty.
Your majesty? You are right. I am the king. Why should I attempt to conceal it?
Why, indeed. Your majesty had not spoken before I was aware that I was addressing Wilhelm Gottreich Sigismund von Ormstein, Grand Duke of Castle Fellstein and hereditary king of Bohemia. Do please sit down.
Thank you.
Doctor, if you please.
Certainly.
What are you doing?
I'm taking notes. Confidential notes.
Very well. The facts are briefly these. Some 5 years ago, when I was still only Crown Prince, I made the acquaintance of the well-known, adventurous Irene Adler. The name is no doubt familiar to you.
Irene Adler. Look her up in my index, Doctor.
Yes, Adler. 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 Irene. She's a singer born in New Jersey in 58. Here.
Contralto. La Scala. Imperial Opera of Warsaw, yes. Retired from the operatic stage 2 years ago at the age of only 28. Now lives in London. Once celebrated throughout Europe as an adventuress. Gotcha. Your Majesty, as I understand, became entangled with this person.
Entangled? Yes. Yes, that is exactly the word.
That's 3 races in a row, Billy. What's the matter with you?
The next time I buy you a horse, I'll do the choosing. The slowest one I can find.
You just don't like being outridden by a woman.
Or perhaps I'll give you something less exhausting.
A yacht. I've always wanted a yacht.
What would you do with a yacht?
Billy, there are things you can do on a yacht that you can't do on a horse. Come on!
She was beautiful, elegant, clever. She was the most refined.